And welcome to another episode of Hypercritical presented by Fuel Lab. Be sure to go check out their surge tanks and brushless pumps, something we've been running in both flagship cars for quite some time now. So they're pretty awesome. You get a special discount code at checkout, courtesy of us, which is discount code Tyrone, T-Y-R-O-N-E. And since we're doing that for you, I expect a review. But without further ado, enjoy the show. Today we talk about Super Lap Battle Recap, slight controversy with a pro driver being a street, and don't speed in Virginia. It's not going to work out for anybody.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Professional Awesome Racing's Hypercritical Radio. I am one of four hosts, Hayden Lowe, and I'm joined by
Mike Lewin,
Devin Giles,
Dan O'Donnell. We're already fucked, aren't we?
Oh,
I feel like Hayden's brain stopped like four times during that whole thing.
There's no paper in front of me.
Just gave up.
I'm
kind of fucked it.
Count me out.
It's your first day back in two episodes or something.
All right, we got 30 seconds in. That's a good podcast.
All right, talk to everyone. And bye.
Have a good night.
Yikes.
You guys had to be quiet just so people thought we were done. couldn't even do that right.
Well, we don't have anybody.
Nobody's with us, at least in spirit.
No, we're just here together, talking about things and stuff.
Stuff and things.
Yeah, stuff and things. Those are the two things. So the first stuff is Global Time Attack. Do they even call it Global Time Attack, or is it just Super Lap Battle?
Super Lap Battle. That's stupid. They're different.
Do they even say Global Time Attack anymore?
Only on the registration, because you have to register through GTA.
Sure.
Yeah, Super Lap Battle is a different thing. I keep fucking telling you fucking guys this. See, I almost said the hard R word.
Wow. Not the word everyone's thinking about.
Did anyone hear about the Linus Tech Tips live video where they got confused? I'm pretty sure it was Linus said that he said the hard R regularly in the 90s. They were looking at some like old commercials or something like that. I don't know. It was explained to me. I didn't see it firsthand.
Freaking Canadians.
And so he was just talking like no big deal. Like, yeah, I just said the hard R, you know, I regret it. But it was, you know, so commonplace to say the hard R back then. And like, I guess all the other people that were on the stream who are, you know, his employees and stuff, like their faces were like in shock. They're like, oh my gosh. We're losing our jobs. Like everything is.
This is over. This is the second. It's over.
Everyone wrap it up. And then somebody was like, now, wait a minute. What do you mean by the hard R? And he says, you know, like you're making fun of somebody that's mentally handicapped. And they're like, oh, thank God. We thought it was the other hard R.
We thought it was the black hard R. Jesus. And
now, yeah, exactly. And now we've learned that making fun of mentally handicapped people is apparently somewhat more okay than making fun of black people. So this is what you've learned on the Hypercritical podcast.
Always going to learn something new.
Oh my God. That is depressing. Anyway, moving on. No hard R's either way.
Well, I can say one of them, but
okay. Yeah. In your own personal time at the wall, do whatever you want.
Look, I don't make the rules. I just enforce them.
A white man telling a black man what to do.
Wow. America.
God, I feel so bad about that now. Anyway, moving on. The Super Lap Battle, either brought to you or not brought to you by Global Time Attack. Depends on the day. Was last weekend? Shit. It's been a week.
Well, you have to remember, our shows come out at a staggered time.
So okay, three. So you know when we recorded this, because it was last week then. Anyway.
There.
Yeah, see? It's all relative. Anyway, March 9th, 10th, 10th and 11th. Anyway, it was at COTA. Big event. That's the, you know, we'll call that the premier event for the United States in terms of Time Attack. So we're just going to talk about some of the competitors there. We're going to diverge into some, how do I say that? Perspective thought. We're going to do a thought experiment.
Nuances. There it is.
Yeah. That's going to be exciting. And so some of the fastest cars came out again. Unlimited, you had, you know, Ferris, you had Cold, you had
Amir.
Who else?
For Unlimited.
Cable.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, Cable likes to party. At least he's there.
That's true.
We weren't there, so Cable was there.
Not wrong.
More power to him. Limited was mostly
Tim with the Evo 8 or 9, whichever one that is.
Yeah. Tim, and then what's his name with the Corvette that we've talked about previously?
Oh, fucking.
You can tell we're prepared.
Eric Flemings?
Flemings, yes. So Eric's car, those are the primaries. In Limited, there was a couple other ones. Yeah. And then the street battle was mostly Jackie doing Jackie things.
Yeah. And then surprisingly, there were a bunch of pro comp cars, right? That's a fucking McLaren thing.
Right.
Like 73 Porsches.
73. That must have been, that's got to be close to the right number, right?
Yeah, roughly, give or take.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of pro comp guys. I wonder, that's a different question that I've honestly had some thought. I was like, why do they have 10 pro comp cars? Why did they, you know, where did they come from, I guess? And why did they all come out? I mean, I know a couple of them, right? Like Robert Thorne was out there in his GT3 Riley Stare. He had that Trans Am that everybody knows, the Hot Wheels car. Sean was there with his Nissan. His carbon body Nissan. Mike DeSold had his Camaro, that Pikes Peak Camaro that we all know. But there was a lot of LMP3 cars, and then yeah. And then that the Aston Martin, call it GT3. I'm not sure it was full GT3 spec or GT3X, because there's something different about it. But nonetheless, fast, very fast. So that was cool. But you know, far more pro comps than normally come out. So that was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, seeing that car get to close to breaking the 2-minute barrier is still pretty cool. Even though he definitely skipped the whole fucking turn, but I guess nobody cares.
I mean, they did. So they were talking about that on the stream. I saw it on the stream. Yeah, he cut the track. But I don't know. I wasn't paying enough attention. I got to look back through the video. If he cut the track on the lap.
It was fucking bud. It was fucking, yeah. It was a lot, bro.
Okay. Well, maybe he cut the track on that lap. But that's the hard part about Coda, because you can just do that. There's so much room.
So many turns, fuck it. You don't need to do all of them. Just dumb.
There's so much room.
It's all paved. It's fine.
Yeah, and so then I'm looking at some of the results here so that I can act like a person. But Eric Fleming in Limited, Clayton Yates, Gabe Zorma. If I say that wrong, I'm sorry.
Zamora, I would guess.
Zamora. Yeah. What did I say?
Zamora?
Oh, so yeah, I just put it all together. I just made it all.
Just skipping shit. Just one like syllable. McLaren.
Yeah, I shortened that. That's okay. Cal? I didn't know Cal was in Limited.
With it. Yes.
Ravi. Man, fucking Limited. Limited, 21 cars.
Yeah, right? It's a lot.
Oof, that's crazy. And then Street, obviously got the ding. Oh, man, that is freaking painful. The ding, Johnny Hernandez is generally pretty fast, but he was 8-9 seconds slower than Jackie. At Buttonwillow, Johnny's within 2 seconds.
Oh, he has 750 horsepower now, so.
Jackie, you're saying?
Yeah, Coda, that's a big difference, yeah. Coda, that's a big difference.
Yeah, power is a big difference at Coda. That puts him, so it's interesting because Jackie, for that street record at 213.8 versus Eric Fleming, they have similar power then, and Eric ran that 212. So about a second off each other. But similar power-ish. I would assume Eric's a little bit lighter, maybe.
You think so?
Maybe the wrong assumption, but
I mean, stock, the C6 is 30. If it's a Z, the stock one is still 3,200 pounds.
Sure. Yeah, and then there was a good battle, real good battle in Enthusiast between Jonathan Wheeler and Jeffrey Ting. They were going back and forth all weekend, which was pretty cool to see, especially at that level. And they ran pretty quick. I mean, a 226 is a pretty damn decent time for that. Obviously, the Jackie ran that 213 for first in street, then Eric ran the 212 for first and limited, and then Ferris ran that 203 with Cole right behind him at a 204.
And a 203 is a new record, right?
Yeah, 203 is a new record at 203.850. And then he had Ferris had all sorts of problems, barely got two or three laps, solid laps in. So impressive time nonetheless. And then Pro Comp, you had that
McLaren,
whatever. McLaren 650 GT3 XR500 thing.
Just the GT3 car.
Of numbers. There was a lot of numbers, and there was a lot of constant.
I just made that up. Yeah, I just made that all that up. Anyway, that was a 20.8. So he was cruising for that sub 2-minute mark, and I'm sure if he got that, Ferris would have blown up the car. which I would have thoroughly respected if he did, right? I mean, not his car, the other guy's car. I would blow that thing up. Cause we all know how hard the unlimited guys are pushing for that to be the, you know, kind of in the pro comp world, there was a debate, right? Like why do we even have a pro comp class? Why do you let the pro comp guys run if they're not going to be technically part of Time Tech? And I get it both ways. It's interesting. Like I really like some of the cars that are in the pro comp class. I like to see some of those cars. And I also like when you've got some of these full on race cars and you're showing what some of the Time Attack cars are capable of versus these.
I was about to say, it almost gives you a benchmark to compare against.
Right, right. And so I think that's kind of a valuable prospect, showing what, you know, a full-blown factory-built race car is capable of, and then what a, for the most part, what either a shop-built or a home-built car, especially at the edge of that, you know, the tip of the spear, if you will, is capable of achieving as well. So it's like, the amount of engineering effort that went into that GT3 McLaren is ridiculous, right? Like to build that car, to race that car, it's extremely expensive. And it's not to say that the unlimited cars aren't also expensive, but they're not nearly as expensive as those cars are. And so,
yeah,
I think it's a good benchmark. You know, here or there, some people hate it. I don't mind it.
You know, I think in my article, I said that nobody cares about the class, which in general, nobody does. But like, as you said, as a comparison, like if you have a limited car, they're slower than a GTD car, then it's like, well, you might need to reassess your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
All
of it.
Yeah. Well, burn a car.
Even down. What color you like.
Well, see, there you go again with the race stuff. But
No.
Anywho, but you know, so it's nice to see it. Then, you know, you get those crazy laps like that McLaren.
Well, that's the thing. I think previously Pro Comp was a catch-all class for people who didn't have anywhere else to race and they weren't necessarily fast. But I think what you're seeing is a lot of people building cars that they want to build that don't fit in the unlimited class, which admittedly it's because they end up being tube chassis, fine.
Yeah.
But they wanted to build that car. They have nowhere else to race it. I think giving them an opportunity to do that, like Riley's car, right? So Riley's car doesn't fit anywhere else because it's a tube chassis car, basically, with a body on it, right? It's a body swap. I mean, Sean's car ends up being in the same way, the Carbon Z. Mike the Soul's car is the same way, right? It's basically a tube chassis with a Camaro over the top of it. And so I think those cars with the speed that they're capable of, you know, generally the speed that they're capable of, are interesting when previously a lot of pro comp cars were, let's just say, ran street times or enthusiast times.
Yes.
And so if they run fast, I think it's interesting. If they run slow, I think it's
not.
Whatever. Yeah.
So I'm curious, what makes a 720S GT3X? What makes it a...
X?
I don't fucking know. I mean, I'm on the website and obviously it has registered for interest. So that means I can't even think about affording it. But is it because it's a built
tell
race car?
Tell me your number and your zip code, and we will tell you if you can afford it.
We can tell you if you're worth the call or not.
Right? You're not even at the right zip code for you to buy this car. Sorry, bud.
Ooh, zip code with the pores, huh? Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's not one of the zip codes that's allowed. Anyway.
Okay, I think I get it because it's a built race car from the factory.
Yeah, just a factory built race car. That's all. I mean, I'm trying to look at the specifics. I mean, it's beautiful.
4.0 twin turbo V8. It doesn't even have specs on the fucking site. The specs are more than you can afford, pal.
Yeah, if you need specs, you're an idiot.
Top Gear gave it a 9 out of 10.
Well,
what does that even mean?
It means 9 out of 10.
Good enough. I'd buy it.
Oh, this is interesting. 2021 Festival of Speed Shootout winner.
Oh, really? Where's that?
Wait a second. Oh. How is that possible? I thought Gobstopper won that year.
I'll save this for later.
Now I'm curious. God damn it. The Lord's name. Now I'm interested.
There's even more. Like, there's a GT3 Evo. Like, there's more of these you can
740 buy. Horsepower, 770 newton meters, 4-liter twin turbo V8, six-speed sequential, 0-62 in less than 3 seconds.
My fucking CA Corvette can do that.
Yeah. That doesn't straight out, blah, 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 blah. No aerodynamic. Okay. So the two-seater cabin has been lifted straight from the GT3 race car, plus a no-rules aerodynamic package that means it has enough downforce to leave paint behind through a corner.
Mm.
It's
they got to fire that marketing
guy. What does that mean?
You got to fire that marketing guy today.
No, this is on Auto Express. UK. I don't even know what he's trying to get at there. Anyway, moving on. Blah 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 blah. So it's a GT3 car with an upgraded aero package.
Yeah.
Seemingly.
So it makes sense why I said they were going to turn it up for that those last two sessions.
And $1 million price tag.
A million.
I was going to say 1.2. I thought it was 1.2, but whatever.
That ain't nothing.
1 million or poundish or what is unit of measure?
It was in 2021. It was 750,000 pounds. So with interest and exchange rate, it's got to be
inflation
over.
And yeah, it's got to be over.
Or that's what I meant, not interest, inflation.
No, I got it. Yeah. And so it's like, it is 1,210 kilograms dry, and it has 550 horsepower per ton.
What is 1,200 kilograms in American?
27.
Oh, okay. That's pretty light.
I mean, still.
That's not as I thought it would be.
I mean, that's a full-blown caged, ready-to-roll race car with a freaking upgraded aerodynamic package. Nobody knows how much downforce it makes, but it looks like it makes something.
Yeah,
And a package that's built by an F1 team. Like,
it's a weapon. I wonder, is this one of these cars that you can't even like take out without the team being with you?
Maybe not.
I don't know. They wouldn't. I don't know, because like if you it's not an FXX. Like they wouldn't come to. They wouldn't go to Super Lap. Like that seems kind of weird, right?
I mean, he had a team.
If you're wasting money, they're willing to take it.
If you're rare, fuck it.
I guess
we want to go to Super Lap. All right, we'll be there.
Yeah, sure. Like, yeah, here you got to put down your, $150,000, and we'll be there. Yeah, right?
Put down your retainer, and we'll be good.
Yeah. So, like, it says here, I found an article on it. An afternoon of driving a $975,000 race car, racetrack only McLaren 720S GT3X.
Yeah, racetrack blah, only. Blah, 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 that blah. Means they bring it there, so it has to.
Oh God. It's one of them cars, is it? Mm-hmm. I know that they said, someone said there's only 15 of them that exist right now.
Holy.
So.
Can't be well off. Well, I wonder what is his name?
What is what name?
Cameron Lawrence?
Yeah.
Who is he? What does he
do? No idea.
Mm. He's a professional driver.
Okay.
He has to be a professional driver. When he's on the live stream, he professional driver that shit up.
That's true. That's
his fair. Interview was like straight out of like, I know exactly what I'm saying and I know how to say it.
So, this has been rehearsed for a while.
I think he competes in similar GTD. So that's the same as Jeff Westfall, yeah?
El Jefe, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So Jeff maybe knows him.
Yeah, he did the 24 Hours of Daytona a couple times.
Okay.
He did NASCAR once.
NASCAR, your car. Okay.
A Camping World Truck Series, so.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. So all we've figured out is that it's a unplugged GT3 car with a really good aerodynamic package, a lot more power.
Yes.
Basically what we figured out.
So sick.
And it has a push-to-pass feature enabled, whatever that means.
All the time.
30 extra horsepower.
All there the you time.
Go. Yeah, so the GT3 is normally capped at 510 horsepower. This thing makes 710 horsepower, and then it has a button to add 30 horsepower. So why would you even press that button? You just like, tape it down.
Turn it on the whole time.
Yeah, like what?
It should it should be on the ignition switch.
Larger rear wing, new front dive plates, extended front splitter, large rear diffuser.
I mean, the thing boogies.
It may look tame compared to the Senna, but it's faster around a racetrack.
What tires did the thing have on it? Pirellis or Michelin?
I just saw a picture of it. God damn it.
It was Pirellis in the picture I saw, but I don't know about at Super Lap.
I mean, they should have run the Yokohama Slicks.
No, this year they had I think limited it, but no, all of them, they had the stipulation that you don't have
the waiver.
Yeah.
Oh, right. They did have the waiver.
It's in the rules. Right. Yep.
So who knows? Who knows what they ran at that point? But yeah, Pirellis are on all the pictures on the internets. So anyway, so there you go. Pretty monster car. Built by a factory. Lots of power. I mean, that's good or bad, right? So if we think about it, and if we can make 700 and whatever wheel horsepower, it's probably more than, they're probably quoting wheel or
crankshaft,
right?
Yeah.
They're not quoting wheel. So if we can make more power than that, which we can, and then we can turn half as well, but make almost the same downforce, then maybe we'd be close to that. It really, what I think is interesting about these cars, like at least in this case, it's like it shows you what's possible if you take a car that most likely has a lot of its suspension design figured out and a lot of the kinematics figured out, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's not a subtle aero package, but it's a well-designed aero package.
Yeah.
And it shows what, because a lot of the times, Time Attack, unfortunately, everything isn't exactly optimized, especially when it comes to things like suspension, because it's difficult. And so what a car like this, I think, is really interesting to show is that if a car is 2,700 pounds, has a good kinematic package, has a decent amount of downforce, good tires, and it's just a well-rounded package, it can run, but, you know, two minute lap at COTA.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I think they probably don't build these cars to be aero cars because whoever they sell them to would probably kill themselves.
Yeah, I mean, they can't be light switches, right? So they got to be at least somewhat progressive. But I think that's good information all around right there. I think that we just learned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I learned. I don't know if you guys learned.
Oh, well, we taught our audience something about a car they also can't afford. So it's pretty good.
If we pooled all the money of everyone in the audience, we could not afford that car.
Right. We could afford a quarter of the car. We might be able to get a fender off of it.
Oh, man. One day. Anyway, that day's not going to come. So, anyway, Super Lap, I think, was interesting otherwise. I think it was a pretty decent event. It seemed like there was a lot of spectators, which was really cool, right? I think it's growing in that regard. I think it needs, unfortunately, I think it just needs more high-end competitors, and that's, you know, our fault, too.
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to be hard to depend on that when most high-end competitors don't come to most Time Attack events these days.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you do? What are the options otherwise?
I mean, Grid Life, that's about it. But I mean, you got Ferris was there. I think I talked
to him. No, I mean, what do you, it's a Time Attack event. That's what do true. You do?
Yeah.
Like, I think that obviously the GLTC guys bring eyes and everything, and that's cool. The drifting seemed to bring people. I think it was a much better show and a much better party than they've had in the past, because I think, you know, at least listening to the live stream, a lot of people were talking about how, you know, they walked around and did quite a bit.
Yeah, it got ride-alongs.
Yeah, and so that's super cool. So I think it's making it a spectator-friendly event is never easy. So
yeah, there were people in the stands, which they weren't that many last year. Now, being there last year, it was a fun event. You know, there were a lot of people walking around. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Talked to Jason, and he said that they had it was better than it was last year. So that's, you know, obviously good to hear. To keep the event getting live stream numbers is just. It's tough without capturing the audience, right? Without having some sort of drama to sell. Because if you're not watching GOTC, you're kind of watching cars lap and you just kind of hope, you know.
Yeah. Again, it sucks that you need some kind of sector times, obviously. And sector times are ultra difficult, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe ultra is not the right word, but very difficult.
I mean, even F1 struggles with it sometimes.
Yeah. So maybe ultra is the right word, unfortunately. So. I think that's the way, you know, to make that portion of it more interesting. I think they had plenty of cameras. All the drone footage was great. All the different camera angles were great. So I think the only other thing you can do is really get some telematic data. Is that the word I'm looking for? Telematic?
Telemetry?
Yeah. I mean, is that?
Telematic.
Why does that sound weird? Why does telematic sound weird? That
sounds pretty awful.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
You're supposed to be the fucking engineer. Stupid.
Okay.
He's not a real engineer. Let's keep this in mind.
A branch of information technology which deals with long-distance transmission of computerized information. Yeah. Fuck all. I'm right. Just sounds stupid. So telemetry data from telematics would be great.
It still sounds awful, but all right.
It does sound. I don't know why that sounds so awful. Look,
if you want to roll with it, you commit it. It's fine. I appreciate
it. It sounds terrible. Yeah. The only thing, I think the event was otherwise good. The only thing I'm a little bit sad about is we didn't get to see Amir do what Amir normally does. You know, we didn't get to see him lay it down a little bit there because I would expect him to be closer to the front. Well, expect him to beat his old street record at least, but. Be close to the front, but obviously it's a new car, so
yeah. Test data, testing, and then his wing failure incident took all his day that night. And
yeah, man, putting back together a wing, what a crazy motherfucker!
Yeah, I'm going home, not gonna lie to you.
I'm just borrowing someone else's, like,
How exactly did he put it back together?
I don't know. Ask him. We'll ask him. Anyway, he put it back together. He literally apparently like rebonded everything.
Like he rebonded it and shit that night and stuff.
That's work.
That's a lot of effort.
Yeah.
That's a definition. That's work.
That is work.
That's crazy.
Kudos to him, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
That's,
so anyway.
Any other thoughts about the event? I would like to just see like a super lap part at the end. I would like to see how it was initially explained, which is two hot laps. I don't want to see a whole session. Like 15 minutes is a kind of a long time to capture an audience. So two hot laps would have made more sense, in my opinion. But
I don't understand. What are we talking about? You're saying that
the super. So at the end of the end of the day two, they had a super lap session. And it initially was explained that each session was the top three of each class. And then they got two hot laps, but it ended up turning to be the top three of each, like five of each class, and got 15 minutes.
I see. So you're saying they should have relegated it only to the top three.
Yeah. And to only two hot laps and not a full session.
A session.
Yeah.
Sure. I think the, in that regard, I think it'd be more interesting if it's a certain like time differential, right? So like if there's, you know, the top four cars are within 2 seconds of each other, let everybody within 2 seconds. Now that works most of the time. There's probably some times that you'd have like six cars, but I think that'd make it interesting because then it gives everybody within a really close margin the capability to go in, you know, potentially do some damage. That's all. But otherwise, I have no other thoughts.
That's fair.
Zero thoughts. Empty thoughts.
Well, that kind of leads me to the second thing, which is, so we had Bucky Lassick was in street class. So Bucky Lassick is an ex-professional driver.
Sir Bucky Lassick.
Sir, I apologize. Put some respect on that name. and it was some other people just brought up that I thought street wasn't supposed to allow professional drivers. And then that led to the conversation of what is a professional driver?
Yeah.
Like, in my opinion, it's a slippery slope these days because anybody can be a professional driver if you have enough money, whether it's sponsor money or whether it's your own pockets, right? You can go gentleman drive in most
series, yeah.
Yeah, most series, right? So for me, if you were to say that you are now allowing professional drivers in a certain class, it would be anybody that has competed in a professional race. That way it's a blanket statement and it kind of just incorporates anybody that's ever done it. But flip side, then you got like Trans Am is considered a professional series. And, you know, me and you can go out and run Trans Am and, you know, fucking any car we have. But that will we still be considered pro or we just ran a pro race? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think that people want to go with the, like they've earned a living being a professional driver, but you kind of don't know that. It's such a gray mark. You don't know who's put in pockets from their parents or they just have a wealthy backer to them actually making a living off racing. I mean, unless Lewis Hamilton or fucking, who's in NASCAR? Jeff Gordon. Tony Stewart, right. Shows up. Then you're like, okay, well, I don't really know who makes a living in racing. Hell, I don't know most pro drivers that are in road racing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know. It's similar. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Like, I'll say, I don't know if I care too much either way, but there's like no way to police it. And so from my perspective, there's no really good way to police it and it's not clear, then it's not really a rule. So who gives a shit?
Yeah, true. I mean,
like don't make rules that you can't police is more what I'm saying. Like not, you know what I mean?
That's fair. Yeah, because if you can't enforce it, then what is the point?
Yeah, why even write it down on a piece of paper? It's not worth it. And I get the contention. I get the point of the rule. And Tony's going to call me now. I absolutely get the point of the rule, Tony.
No, he doesn't. Call him. Call him right now.
Oh, my God. But I just don't. Like, it's hard to quantify that. And I would like to meet Bucky Lassick because I didn't skateboard, but I watched a lot of it. And then obviously I BMX'd and then I built all my friends' skate ramps and stuff like that. And I'd like to meet him.
I like how Mike says, obviously I BMX'd. Yeah, clearly, like clearly everyone. BMX. You know, obviously when I was in third grade, I loved
If you looked at me, you don't look at me and go, yeah, that dude skateboarded.
Yeah,
you look at me and go, that dude broke a lot of skateboards because he stood on them.
Well, I mean, also would look at you and say you'd be a BMX either.
Yeah. I would look at you and like, yes, that man has hit his head a lot in various physical activities, and he's hurt people. I know that just from looks, but other than that.
Sure, fine. Okay. Anyway, I would have liked to meet Bucky Lassick. I do like, he seems like a cool dude. But I think, it's hard. Like in Bucky's case, I mean, I got to look at the results. Where he was in street, right?
I believe
he ran a 2:33, right?
Yeah, which is not quick. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, Jackie ran a. I mean, the car isn't built for like the car just isn't up to the speed.
He was still top 10 out of 18. See, I can fucking bring his morale up.
I'm not saying anything's wrong with what he did.
He was 2:33 compared to Jackie's 2:13. And yeah, second place was 2:22.
Don't compare to Jackie. Compare to something.
Second place, 2:22. So we're still 8 seconds off pace for podium.
Yeah.
Well, what was he driving? Was it a sweet car?
The Cobb STI? Oh, man. You've seen it before.
Wait a second. I didn't pay that close attention.
I know. That sounds like you.
See, the thing is, I don't know generations of freaking...
of Subarus?
I don't know generations of Subarus.
Well, because they change every 2 years, so kind of hard to keep up. It's the one that blows up all the time. Oh, wait.
Dewey's ready to throw.
Yeah, don't call us. Nobody call us. Leave us alone.
Whoa. All right, truth hurts sometimes. You know what I mean?
The truth hurts sometimes. Okay. So I don't even know what generation this car is.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you either, bud.
Somebody tell us what generation this car is.
Yeah, right? And an audio medium.
I can tell you right now, it's not prepped enough, right? So whatever. I honestly, looking at it, I'm starting to think 233s are pretty quick. It has any aerodynamic. It's a stock body car on suspension with some wheels. It does have a brake kit. I can see a picture.
It's a 2016, isn't it?
Wait a second. That might be a stock brake kit. Is it?
No.
It's got an aftermarket brake kit on it.
Tough saying, but it looks like it's on... Not even 200 treadwear tires.
What tires are those? I'm trying to find these close-ass pictures to try to figure this out. But yeah, so yeah, not an overly prepared car. For me, I think it also plays into the whole thing, right? Like if the car they bring isn't really a contender, which I'm not sure if they thought they were going to contend with this or not, right? But if it's not really a contender, I also don't care. So I'm sure Tony will call me and tell me what he thinks about the rule. And the best way to clarify it. But again, in this case, I don't know this is not a hill I would die on one way or another. Even if I'm like a starch defender of said rule, I'm not willing to die on this hill.
Yeah, like you only protest people that are on podium, right?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
At least that's my opinion of it. Like, I mean, I get it. If let's say you're eighth and that person in seventh is guiding you, and it's like you feel cheated. But I mean... At the end of the day, you move one sheet up of the paper and it doesn't really matter. So,
oh, yeah, there's a picture lower, March 9th, General Tire.
Well, no. The Subaru is sponsored by Continental.
Oh, okay. So, DWs. Oh, yeah, it's DWs. I can see the stripes.
Yeah.
There's a picture the 11th at Coda. You can see the DW stripe on it.
A solid tire. I mean, it's not fast, but it's a solid tire.
Right. It's not fast. It's not that fast. It's fast.
I mean, it's round.
It's rubber. Hell yeah. There we go.
If they had a rain session, he probably would have done pretty well.
Fuck yeah, bud. Yeah. It's comfortable.
But yeah, it's again, I get it. I also don't get it. And so it's not a hill I would even try to die on. So it is what it is kind of thing.
Do we like dying on hills?
No. Not unless it's a really good hill.
I mean, Mount Everest would be a good hill to die on though.
That's not a hill, though.
Yeah, is it?
I don't want to die on any hills.
Yeah, die someday.
I want to die at sea level so my body is easier to move. I mean, if you die on a hill, you can push it off the hill. So it's also potential energy is a hell of a drug. But yeah, who knows? I don't know. Everyone else on the podcast, not on the podcast, otherwise not on the podcast, the listeners, tell us what you think about it. Because do you think, I know why the rule is made. I actually probably know the person the rule is made for.
Who do you think it's made for?
Because they started that rule in 2000.
It was with that drip through when he's driving a BMW, right? Was it before Colin? No, it was the fucking, it was the E46 with the, it was gold.
Yeah. Not Colin. Tyler McQuarrie.
Tyler, there he is. Yeah, there it is.
Was it for Tyler McQuarrie?
That's
I don't know. Now I don't want to know because he was in Limited, I thought.
He was.
I thought that car was in Limited.
But it did fit the street rules.
Okay. Anyway, tell us what you think if it's that important. I know we know who thinks it's very important.
Yes.
We also want to know what everyone else thinks. I'm not going to die on this hill. And I also would like to meet Bucky Lassick for the 15th time.
Can someone make this happen? We'll get Papa.
Yeah, we'll meet him at, I'm sure he'll come to another event and we'll meet him. It's not a big deal.
So you're saying you're going to bring your car out? Oh, holy.
Mm-hmm.
Put a commitment out there. Do it right now.
What a
fucking
commitment.
Do it. Fucking do it.
But yeah. Yeah.
Anything else on your mind?
that's not a question I'm willing to answer.
Well, I mean, you've been pretty chippery this event, and I told you before. Nobody gives a shit about Happy Mike. We want to know the angry Mike.
I'm not angry about anything right now. I can think about
you are full of shit.
Careful, don't let him read any Facebook articles.
That's fair.
I was listening to the Backseat Drivers podcast, and Ben Lynn was talking about how he went to jail, which is a completely interesting story and made me think, like, what's the craziest shit that has happened to each and every one of us? He went, instead of running from the cops, he pulled over.
Yeah, that's where I got fucked.
Yeah. And they arrested him and they put,
you're going to have to tell me this story now. I don't shit.
He was, speeding significantly over, like, I can't remember the exact speed limit. Virginia, so, you know, everyone's assholes there.
You don't even have to say anything else.
It was like 30 over.
Yeah, and Virginia, that's arrest. That's doesn't matter who you are. You're arrested in Virginia. Here, okay, we're going to do a top tip. Today's top tip. Don't speed in Virginia.
Or Ohio. Fuck Ohio.
No. You can speed in Ohio. They'll give you a speeding ticket, like 14 of them. That's fine. In Virginia, it is reckless driving and you get arrested immediately if you go 21 over. So do not speed in Virginia.
Okay.
Period.
All right. God. Understood. I mean, if you go 30 over in Illinois, it's also a class 1 misdemeanor. Ask me how I know.
I thought it was 21.
Well, 29 to be exact.
Or is it 15 over? It might be 15 over.
Maybe.
I'm going to look this up.
Either way, that's not what he got in trouble for, though.
Really?
He flew by the cops.
And Virginia's stupid. Moving
an
on.
Officer. And he was like, is that a cop? I don't know. But he flew, smoked past it. And then he saw the lights. And so he stopped. He pulled over. And the cop arrested him for felony evading.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
So
what is felony evading? Like, how quickly do I need to pull over?
I don't know. But then he had a really shitty lawyer. Mm-hmm. And he was young. He didn't know any better at the time. The lawyer was crap. And long story short, listen to their podcast if you want. But there was a plea deal. And the plea deal was the lawyer told him 2 weeks in jail.
Yeah. Wow.
And so he was like, well, I guess there's nothing I can do. I'll accept it. And so he accepted it, and it turned out to be a month in jail.
Holy.
That the lawyer got it wrong.
Yeah, no way. You fire that dude immediately, and you appeal based on incompetent counsel. Like, and then you sue that dude out of existence because God knows he's not going to defend himself. Like, so, he couldn't fight out of a goddamn paper bag. How did he pass the bar? Who is this gentleman? Now I need to know who the lawyer is so that we can laugh at that guy.
So he got, he had to go to jail because he was in college at the time. He had to go to jail on weekends for a while and then eventually.
Right. Yeah. Jail on weekends.
Yeah.
What the fuck? stupid.
Yeah, I forgot what it's called. Someone will tell us what it's called, but it's when you get released and then you come back certain times and you have to spend certain overnights in jail.
The government said you're grounded.
Yeah, no shit. That's what it is. You don't go to prison, you go to jail, and you just spend a couple nights, and it's broken up, and it's a real thing. It's to let people go to work and stuff.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, that's how it goes. It's common. It's not an uncommon thing.
I'm not saying it's not uncommon.
No, I'm telling the other ones. It's if it was Devin, he wouldn't get those days absolutely. Off. Absolutely. Hayden 100% gets those days off. He can spread it out through like the course of like 4 years.
I
mean,
let's be honest here. I would have been shot at once with a put over.
Yeah, there you go. This is a good point.
Fear for their life.
He pulled over because he's going to kill us.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Especially because of felony evading there. Oh my gosh. But yeah, so 20 over or over 85 miles per hour, reckless driving, and you get arrested.
Really?
There was an article about a baseball player who got arrested like on his way to a game because he was driving too fast. And they gave him like 3 months in prison for speeding. And it's like, yeah, talk about Virginia and not doing anything fun with a car at speed.
I mean,
don't.
For me, I never had so similar to Ben's situation, right? I was here in Chicago. I was me and a friend back in my 240 days. We were cruising at about, I don't know, 115, 120. We passed a cop and she was in front of me. I was like, oh, okay, that's a cop. You know, I'm just going to keep going. But she starts slowing down and next to a semi truck. So I'm like, okay, yeah, we're definitely fucked. There's no way they didn't see us, right? Like, we're not going to just blend in. But obviously, you had a cop pulled up on you, came out, said, what the fuck are you doing? I obviously didn't have a good excuse for him. So he wrote me a ticket for aggravated reckless driving, aggravated speeding, street racing. I think like some other bullshit ones like loud exhaust and unsafe vehicle because I had the Nitto NTO1s on. So we go to court. I had a shitty lawyer. She got...
Where are the good lawyers?
I don't know. She got traffic school and 13 days community service. I got my license revoked. So, the lawyer told me, okay, you'll probably get the same thing she has. All right. Then he came back with the plea deal. He was like, yeah. Is a revocation. I was like, what does that mean? He was like, no, I mean, it's, you know, just revocation. Just sign it. So, of course, I signed it. And then, you know, they ask you for your license and shit. Like, oh, do I get my license back? He's like, nope, your license revoked. You got to reapply for it. It's like, oh, yeah, well, I guess I'm kind of fucked here, huh, bud? He's like, yeah, okay, yeah, talk to you later. So, I got another lawyer, went back to court, and then the judge was like, oh, yeah, it was kind of hard on you, you know. You can get your license reinstated, and now you have, I think it was like 5 days of community service. So that was fine. But then, and when I got my license back, I drove back home. Everything's great. The next day, went out to a car meet. I got pulled over again, driving with that same person. But I was on the way home, just trying to make a left turn. It was raining that day. The wire harness for my turn signals had burned out because the tires rubbed against it. So I didn't have a signal. And I got pulled over for that. Then he pulled up my license and said, your license is revoked. We got to tow your car. I was like, oh, shit. It shouldn't be like that. Yeah, look again. Like, no, go fuck yourself. Towing your car. Right? So get in the back of the cop car. Whatever. Get down to the station. Get all booked in. Then I can hear this fucking same cop like radioing in all the different shit he doesn't like about my car. Like, oh, yeah, it's got loud exhaust again. Race tires. Fuck you. And, yeah, so they booked me, all of the shit, then let me go on a bond. And as I'm walking home, this cop comes by and's like, hey, you know, you want to ride home? And I'm like, obviously, you can go fuck yourself. I'm just rather walk. He's like, come on, don't be like that. Yeah, okay, fine. And then he's like, oh, yeah, well, probably even if it comes up tomorrow, they're probably still going to want the $500 to get your car out. So I don't really know what to tell you. He's a new cop and he writes tickets. That's what they do. So I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And that's the worst thing that ever happened to me in the car world. And oh yeah, this whole incident ended up costing me about $2,500.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Like all together with the two lawyers, court twice, the car being, oh, that cocksucking place. Dude, they open to pick up your car from 10 to 1.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Are you going
to charge? Did you have to go to Wacker to pick it up?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't in the city of Chicago when they pulled me over. It was back in Lansing.
Got
you. Oh, thank goodness. But no, they fucking had it outside with the windows fucking open, and it fucking rained. And I'm just like, what are you doing? They call you here to pick up that fucking white car? Yeah, I am. Oh, damn. Well, we didn't think you were coming back, to be honest with you. We were already getting ready to sell it. Fuck you. Bring my goddamn car.
Getting ready to sell it?
Yeah, so that car that the dealership, well, the wrecking yard that the police station uses, they just sell the cars when they don't come back and get them, when you have a low enough storage for you.
Yeah, but they have to file a lien.
Yeah, well, they already thought I was going to fucking not.
No, we're not going to talk about that. That's a whole different problem. Freaking towing places and fake liens and selling things they shouldn't sell.
It's fucking bullshit.
It's a racket. So the important part here is, though, I looked it up, right? Can you go to jail for this? Is because we're going to talk about Virginia, because you have to remember Virginia sucks, and you shouldn't drive a car through it. Get an airplane. It's safer and you'll get less trouble for just arbitrary driving, flying planes around Virginia. So can you go to jail for reckless driving? Yes. In Virginia, reckless driving is a class one misdemeanor. A person convicted of a class one misdemeanor may be sent to jail for not more than. I love when it says not more than. That's like the most fun statement in the world, especially when it's followed by 12 months.
Oh my God. Ooh,
a whole year. Holy.
So if you're speeding, you can go to jail for 12 months or fined no more, thank God, not more than $2,500. Thank you for that. Okay. So $2,500 a year in prison. Great. Okay. Here's what reckless driving is. This is where it gets a little bit fun. Excessive speed of over 85 miles per hour. Okay. That was yesterday. Speeding 20 miles per hour or above the speed limit. Fine. Okay. That's normal. Racing. Sure. Whatever that means. Passing or overtaking an emergency vehicle. Sure. Passing a school bus. Sure. Passing on the crest of a hill.
What?
Huh. Passing at a railroad crossing.
That is illegal. Oh, I know that.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it's illegal, but it reckless driving. Passing two vehicles abreast.
Hmm.
Driving two vehicles abreast. Driving too fast for conditions. That's
arbitrary as fuck.
I hate that. I hate that so much. Failing to give proper signal. BMW owners, you better watch out. Because Virginia be coming for you. Failure to signal. Just a failure to signal is reckless driving.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's insane. Faulty brakes / improper control on parking lots, etc. Literally, one says reckless driving - on parking lots, etc. What does that mean? Driving with an obstructed view.
Like a broken windshield?
Yep. Or a banner on your windshield.
Banner.
Mm.
And if you have a dark tint banner, that counts.
Suck a dick, you're out.
Yep. So, and the last one says just generally, and I don't even know what that means.
That means whatever the fuck we feel like today.
That's right.
You drove too fast and that grass was too green, stupid.
Obviously.
Common ways somebody is charged with reckless driving in Virginia. Passing on a grade or a curve. Passing with view obstructed. Fine. But shouldn't necessarily be reckless driving. Jesus. Passing two vehicles abreast. Fine. Driving two vehicles abreast in a single lane, school bus, blah, 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 blah. Failing the proper signal, stupid. Driving too fast for conditions, I hate that. Failure to yield. You go through a fucking, whatever.
Like, really, the only serious ones to me are the people who are, like, really fucking speeding, or the people who do not stop for fucking school buses. That peeves me hard.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that. But the rest of this stuff is just arbitrary and stupid. God, I don't. That's why when we went to go see Gears and Gas, we hit Virginia and I stopped.
Yeah.
I put that cruise control exactly at the speed limit. And then I looked as white as possible while I was driving.
That's not hard for you.
Smiling, waving at people. Howdy ho, neighbor.
You're one of the whitest looking people I know.
How you doing?
Oh, God.
Seriously, though, don't do it. Virginia, a hell of a drug.
How about you, Mike? What was your worst car experience?
I don't get caught.
Again, today in Caucasity.
Yeah, seriously, though. I never got Oh, I guess the worst one was when the worst one was that I was it was I was 16 years old and it was a it was Halloween and I was an army man. So because, you know, I'm not clever or anything. So I'm wearing army fatigues, pants, and I'm wearing, I had an army fatigue vest on, shirt, whatever, you know.
Stolen Valor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stolen Valor. I had lots of stripes on it. I had lots of medals and stuff. It was a cool thing to do. Anyway, no. It was actually from when I went to St. John's Military Academy. That's where it came from. So it said my name on it and everything. Besides that point, I was coming, I was leaving my friend's house and there was this one in their neighborhood. There was this one stop that, one kind of just stop sign, four-way stop that a cop liked to sit in some guy's driveway behind a tree. And if you freaking rolled, yeah, exactly. If you rolled that stop sign at all, and I'm going to say, if a cop is sitting behind a tree in a residential neighborhood where people aren't going fast, but you're just trying to catch somebody like not completely stopping at a stop sign, they're wasting their time. Like, this is so stupid. There's no safety implications here. Stop it. It's stupid. And so I went through that stop sign and I stopped because that guy is in the bushes over there. And he's always in the bushes over there because he's got nothing better to do except sit in the fucking bushes. And so that cop's hanging out in the bushes over there. And I'm like, okay, I know he's over there. And I'm in my 96 champagne colored Altima. And I stop at that stop sign. I then go and I have to take a left turn. And so I go to take a left turn and right out of the corner of my eye, I noticed the cop moving right after I started going. It's like, that's weird. And so I pull up to this left turn. I turn on my signal. I turn left and you turn onto this kind of four-way main road. So it's a pretty big main road. And my buddy Will is in the car with me. And we're going and I see him behind me, or at least coming out of the neighborhood with his lights on. And I was like, who's he coming for? What's he doing? So I'm going a little faster just to make sure if he doesn't notice me down the road, I'll be away from him. And so I take the next right onto this other somewhat main road. And he's freaking barreling up on me now. And I'm like, this is weird. This is very weird. So I pull over and he comes up to the window and, you know, sitting there. And again, I'm wearing army fatigues. And he's like, what are you doing? What? What? What kind of question is that?
I beg your pardon.
The pull out the white.
Yeah, exactly. Sir, may I please understand as to what your inquiry is about? What are you doing? I'm like, I don't understand. What are you saying? And so I'm an angry teen and I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, you didn't stop at that stop sign back there. And I'm like, what stop sign are you referring to? Because I have never been, what's the word I'm looking for? Reasonable. And so I'm like, what stop sign are you talking about? And he's like, that stop sign back in, I forgot what it was called. What was that freaking, and it doesn't matter. And he's like, why, you didn't stop? And I'm like, I absolutely stopped, sir. Also, I see you in the bushes every time I leave. I know you're there. I stopped. And he's like, and you didn't turn on your left turn signal when you made that left turn. And I'm like, I absolutely did. And I'm like, do you have a dash cam? He said, yeah. And I said, then you should review that footage because I'm a dick and I hate people when they're lying. And so he was 100% lying. And so he's like, wait here. And I'm like, great. And so he comes back and then he finally asked me for my license and registration. And I'm like, okay. And then he tried to pull out of my back pocket and I couldn't find my wallet. And this is where the fun starts. And so I'm looking for my license and registration and I can't find it. And he said, sir, can you please step out of the car? And I'm like, oh, God damn it. So I step out of the car and I am wearing, just for the record, army boots, army fatigue pants, and a wife beater. And when I was 16, I was in pretty freaking good shape. So I look like a freaking psycho.
Man's actually like, I look like McClane.
Right. No, I'm like, I look like I'm straight out of some, you know, militia group who's, you know, like Waco or some shit where I'm trying to like take over the government. Like, oh, I was just over there doing my, you know, firearms training so that I could take over the government. And he was very uncomfortable, to say the least. He's like, do you have any weapons in the car? I'm like, no. He's like, where is your wallet? I'm like, I don't know. I put these clothes on for freaking whatever. I put it on for a Halloween, and now I don't know this where my shit is.
Sound believable.
I know, exactly. And so he's like, wait here. And I'm like, great. So I'm standing there next to the car, and Will's in the car freaking out. Will does not like any of this, and Will's paranoid as shit for the reason you're probably imagining. He's paranoid as shit. And I'm standing there, and he goes, wait. So we wait, and three other cars pull up. And so now I've got four cops, one in front, three behind me, standing around, waiting for me. And I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do? He's like, I need you to find your license and everything. And I'm like, okay, I think it's in the trunk. So pop the trunk. I go pop the trunk, and they immediately, like, you know, hands, guns, all that stuff, pointed at me. And I'm like, this is stupid. Will's like, I'm going to die today. And I'm like, these people are dumb. I actually knew one of them because he was our resource officer, and I actually did a ride along with
him. You actually popped the trunk?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
And then it gets better. Hold on.
He says, I'm white and I didn't die. Yeah, that's the great part.
No. I told him I was being very clear with what I was doing. So I popped the trunk. And then I did pop said trunk. Then I go into the trunk. I said, hey, I'm going to go look for my wallet now. And then three cops stand behind me with their guns basically drawn. Like they had them like almost pointing at me, but like half of the ground, you know. So if I turn around and start trying to shoot people, they're like ready to go kind of thing. And so I'm ruffling around in my trunk. And after about a minute of not being able to find my wallet in my trunk, I go, I can't find it. So now I have searched myself, and then I have searched a trunk, which is clearly means I'm searching for a weapon, because what is wrong with me, right? Like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, why are you doing this? And he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, are you sure you don't have a weapon in the car? I'm like, I'm positive. And he's like, step away from the car. So now they want me to back up, hands on the head, all that fun stuff, you know, rigmarole. And so then they start looking through the trunk for shit, for my wallet, or I don't know, you get the point. And I didn't give him permission to search my vehicle.
Oh, boy.
So I did the white thing and said so.
Here it goes. I'm so glad I wasn't with you.
They didn't like that.
There's still a chance Devin might die listening to the story.
So they didn't like that at all.
Secondhand shot.
I think the important part of the story is that I got pulled over for rolling a stop sign that I didn't roll and taking a left turn without a signal, which I didn't do.
Now
it's so stupid.
Now we're out of the car. What a waste of time. Hands up, guns drawn. God, you won't shut the fuck up. God damn it.
Talk about escalation training.
What the fuck you get home?
And so I was like, okay. And they're like, they're searching through. They can't find it. Will's freaking out. He's still in the car. Surprised they didn't take him out of the car. Anyway, I go, and he's like, do you know where your wallet is? I'm like, it's got to be here somewhere. I don't know where it is. And so he's like, where do you think it is now? And I'm like, I can look back in the front of the car if you want. He's like, no, I don't want you to do that. And I'm like, okay, well, then I don't know where it is. And so I'm like, what do you want to do then? And he's like, stay here. So he had me sit down on the ground. It was raining. Thank you very much. God, that sucked. I sat in a pool of water because that was where I was standing. And he goes and starts looking in the back of the car again. Can't find anything. Didn't find any weapons. They calmed down a little bit. He's looking in the back of the car, all that stuff. And then he's like, where do you remember having it last? I'm like, I remember when I put it on my pants. Like, that's where. And he's like, go and find your wallet, but do it slowly. So I was like, okay. So I got up. They let me walk back to the front of the car. I went back, and my wallet, I found it. My wallet had fallen between the seat and the center console.
The Bermuda.
And it was because I used to have a money clip, a very small money clip. And so it was like, you know, my ID, my school ID, some money, and that's it. That was like what's in the money clip. So it was super small, so it fell into the middle area. So I'm like, I found it. And I'm like literally crouched over in a car with my ass facing this dude with three freaking cops around, pointed guns in all directions. Will's freaking out. He's about to die. And I'm like, I found it down here. And they're like, okay, grab it and pull your hand out slowly. Now, guns drawn at me, everything, because I'm like putting my hand into a little crevice. And I'm like, in retrospect, I probably should have had him get it. Anyway, I go and put my hand down there and slowly pull it out. And then I put it behind my head. And then he grabs it from me. He takes it and he makes me sit down outside again. And he goes back and he does some button pressing and he comes back around 15 minutes later and he's like, you know, that was really stupid. And I'm like, what was stupid? And he's like, this whole thing. And I'm like, I agree.
Oh boy.
And he's like,
there he fucking goes. Mike, shut the fuck up. We always been out of here. God damn it. Shut the fuck up.
I'm like, I agree. And he's like, I'm going to give you a ticket for turning with no signal and rolling that stop sign. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So he does that. He makes me sign the ticket. And he's like, all the other cops leave. And he's like, you're free to go now. And he's like, you shouldn't scare people like that. And I'm like, how did I, in that moment, you're like, what did I don't even know what I did. And so it's like the dumbest thing that's ever happened. And I'm like, okay, fine. So of course that happens, blah, 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 blah. I get the tickets. Of course, I'm going to fight these tickets
because I can't help any yourself, of that. Right?
Yeah, I just can't. I just can't help myself. So I fight the tickets. I end up getting off completely. Cop never shows up to anything because that's how that works. And so I got off all the tickets. Didn't have to do anything. No points. No nothing.
And then he got off completely.
I got off completely. Yes, entirely. That was at a different time, but shortly afterwards. And so, But it from that point on, you just realize how quickly things can escalate.
Because you know what? All right. I'll just drive my own vehicle whenever I'm with you.
Hey, another time I got pulled over. I've been pulled over a lot, for the record, but I don't get in trouble that often. But I got pulled over another time, and I was going way too fast in a BMW. This was when I was in college, because that was the blue BMW, Dan, the E30. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Way too fast. He did not catch me. He flipped around. He was so far down the road. I just pulled over into a Jewel parking lot for fun. And then he comes strolling around and finds me. And he's like, what are you doing at 2 a.m. driving around? I'm like, I'm going to pick up my friends who are drunk. And he's like, are you drinking? I'm like, I don't drink. He's like, there's nobody on the planet who doesn't drink.
That's me.
I'm like, nope, I don't drink. And he's like, huh. And so you're being a designated driver tonight? I'm like, yep. And he's like, were you just speeding? And I'm like, why would I say if I was speeding or not? And he's like, good point.
Couldn't help yourself.
I'm going to hit you with the law, sir.
No, but this guy was super cool about it. He's like, whatever. He's like,
the physics.
And he's like, good point. And then he's like, where are you going to go? I'm like, I got to go pick him up over here. And then I'm just going to go back to Prairie Crossing. He's like, oh, you live in Prairie Crossing. And he's like, and I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, this is like, yeah, makes a lot of sense. I'm like, okay, you can't really look up Prairie Crossing. Prairie Crossing's a cult. There we go. That's the must they'll say. But yeah, it's good to be white, I guess.
Yes. That's the moral of the story. I'm kind of shook up right now thinking about it.
Damn. I've got fucking nothing on you seasoned veterans out here with the fucking cops. I've been pulled over twice. Once when I was like 16.
In your whole life?
Yes.
Holy.
Ever.
I'm on 40.
No. I got pulled over because I went way too fucking fast in between three streets from my high school to my house. And the cop didn't. He knew I was going fast, but he was like.
Half mile.
I didn't clock you. So don't do that again. And they said, okay. And then I went in my house. And that was the end of that. And then the other time was because I had a headlight out. So.
And they were like, hey, bud, we really just want you to be safe. Yeah.
Let's pull me over. And it's like, slap on the wrist. Yeah. Hey, I can't have you.
I've got a bulb in the car. Yeah. I've got a bulb. I hope you put it in.
Yeah, do you want me to drive you to AutoZone and I can pay for it for you?
That's it right there. You know, I think my worst in-car experience was when the Mazda Speed I had just ripped the rear engine mount out at a stop sign. I put it in first gear, and it's because it had that disgustingly heavy 6-putt clutch, and I felt the entire front end of my car move, and then it was not really moving. It continued to roll a little bit. But the front engine mount broke, the engine fell forward, and then it snapped an axle and then separated from the transmission.
Fucking
that was really
sick.
Fucking cool. Yeah. that was really fucking cool. That's when I learned that buying cars that have been molested by other people is not a smart idea.
So buying cars.
But you had to learn that early, obviously.
Yeah, clearly. So. I mean, all cars are shit anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Cars are pain.
Cars are pain.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Pain is cars.
Wow. Well, Dan, are you?
Yeah, I don't have any. It's been a long time. Yeah, I get bit pulled over with that license plate, and the cop laughed at my SRY space OFCR plate. The only thing I can really think of, I don't have any sweet stories like Mike. I have sweet stories of
doing stupid shit, but not getting caught doing stupid shit.
Yeah. I have my story with the police that's the most fucked up is when I was 15 or whatever, playing the Super Soakers at midnight with all my buddies in the neighborhood. Yeah. And we had six or seven cop cars come and surround us and threaten to.
Them darkies got them weapons. Oh, my. Dan didn't mention that his best friends were black. So there you go.
Yeah. I was with a friend, Demetrius, who was a college student at the time, who was like valedictorian, homecoming king. He was a D1 athlete, like the best of the best of the best human being on the planet. And the cop was like, "We heard you had guns and you were trying to kill people." And it's like, he's like, "I'm chasing my brother with a Super Soaker. Why would I? You have bleach in that."
It's seriously, 100%. It's the cat piss.
Oh, and my God.
I'm going to spray your eye with my bleach soaker.
That's so stupid.
But like, you know, they were just hyped up because somebody called the cops. So there was a bunch of people running around with guns.
Bunch of minorities with a gun. That makes sense.
And so that, you know, I don't know why people would think the big neon green Super Soakers were guns, but
you just said the word think.
Yeah. You fucked up.
I don't know why people would think.
Well,
stop. We were in a majority minority neighborhood anyway. So like,
yep. Majority doesn't mean all.
Yeah. Fair enough. So these police officers just were coming in ready to start killing people.
Coming in heavy.
And so anyway,
they were so disappointed that there was just children playing in the streets.
They're like, well, and damn.
Disappointed.
Shit.
Yeah. Oh, seriously. Like, that mean, like, there's all the police officers are cool except for one. One, and this just one guy was just ready to come killing people. And he was disappointed he had to holster his weapon.
Him in the background, "You sure they ain't got shit? You fucking sure?"
Oh my God.
God damn it.
So I'm 15-year-old Dan, who is completely as naive and innocent as a human being could be. And in South Bend at the time where I was growing up, there was a curfew because it was a Sunday night. And during the work week, which is a Sunday night, is considered after midnight.
Yeah, that's a Monday. That's a work day.
Yeah. You can't be 15-year-olds and be out. And I was one block from my home. I could see my home. And so I was with Demetrius and my other buddy, Tobias, who was also a college student, very smart, gifted athlete. Like, I mean, I just rolled with the best people, just like I do now. Easy. And they were like, "Well, you two guys can go," because they were over 18, so the curfew didn't apply. And Demetrius says, "Well, sir," and who is always the most respectful human being on the planet, it's like, "Sir, I'll stay with my friend. You know, I'm sure he's nervous around police." And they're like, "No, you leave now." And I mean, like, what? Like, why are you being dicks? And so one of my other friends who wasn't rounded up went and got my mom. And so then my mom, who's, you know, a freaking college professor and all this shit, comes out. And it's like, yeah, those are his best friends who have been, you know, good influences on his entire life. They didn't drink. They didn't smoke. It was like the best friends you can imagine you want your kid growing up with. And Demetrius took the officer's badge number and stuff after it. And that was that. But yeah, other than that, yeah, I've done lots of dumb driving shit. But never worse than a speeding ticket. And I don't think I've been pulled over in like 15 years, probably, because I drive slow on the streets now.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, you've had an insight for
sure. You can't go
a long time.
Can't go fast in that thing. Now I'm saying
you cannot.
Ooh. Okay. This one was kind of funny. I'm at the Tale of the Dragon 3 years ago, and this was the weekend right before COVID hit, and my dad and I went down there. And we did some spirited driving, but of course it's like plastered everywhere. Don't drive fast because the cops are there. Mm-hmm. And they will hit you. They'll hit you good every time. And
they're going to ram you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ram you. Ram you.
Ricky Bobby? Yep.
Shake and bake your ass right off the edge. I want to say this is day two. The first day, I think I drove the way down to the bottom. My dad drove back. And then we went back the second day because we wanted to be able to drive the other direction. So we switched roles. And my dad is on the way down. And the first day, we drove pretty aggressively. I mean, we were behind a couple of cars, and a couple of cars got out of the way in the pass, but we drove fairly aggressively through the curves and shit. And we pull around a corner, and it's in a 30, I think it's at one point where it was a 30 mile an hour zone, and my dad is doing 65. And the cop just, I mean, the second his car appeared, it was lights on, flipped around, turned around, came up to us. It was like, so, I'm going to give you a ticket, period. But I'm gonna ease up on it. Ends up giving out a ticket, and then it happened right in front of the people who take pictures there. So when you went back in the archives and you looked at the pictures, we're in the background of everybody's picture for like almost 45 minutes, where this cop has us sat right there at the end of a curve in the background of everyone's pictures. They're going around. It was rough.
You're famous.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You're somebody now.
And then the only way to get out of Tennessee's stupid fucking traffic law bullshit is to do online, do their little online course so that it doesn't deduct points from your license. 'Cause it was going to be stupid.
Does Tennessee reciprocate with Indiana?
I'm not sure.
That's always the first thing you look up.
I think,
and then if they don't, say bye bye. you say states' rights, and then you leave.
Who made you this way?
The law.
And he's gone.
The law.
Oh fuck.
You just gotta know your role, right? You gotta know what to say.
Oh man. Well, we are at an hour.
We got severely off topic. But those are our stories about being stupid and or super lap battle. If you've got anything to add, please let us know.
I got 10 seconds for one last thing. The most badass thing my mom ever did was driving while I had this all blacked out Celica Alltrack, lowered dark tinted windows, and we were she was driving. We were doing like some 6 or 7 hour drive across the Midwest, and while she was driving, there was a police officer holding up traffic on a two lane, or you know, like a four lane highway, and he was just sitting in the right lane going like 55 in a 65, and nobody would pass him because everyone is afraid of the police officer. So my mom, right on the speed limit, just drove right around them. And that, I thought, was the most badass my mom ever was in this fully blacked out, like really badass looking car. And nothing happened.
She was like, how about no?
Yeah. I wouldn't have done that in a million years.
Psst. It's that time again, boys. I need those goddamn reviews. You would say that Devin is forcing you to do them. Or you can leave some genuine feedback, and I'll be sure to read them and get them back to the boys. In the meantime, you can join our Facebook group, which is Professional Awesome Technical Forum. You can follow us on Instagram at Professional Awesome Racing, and we have a Facebook regular page with the same name. But until then, we'll talk to you later, and we really appreciate you listening.